This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave, we saw limited strength in the GDT last week, and China's weak participation is a big part of the reason. StoneX got a first-hand report last week on what life is like in the world's biggest populated country.
Yeah, we've got a colleague of ours in our Singapore office who ventured out for a couple weeks stint in China. He's our boots on the ground over there, and he's talking to processors and farmers and business people, government officials even. Over the past 6 months, and you and I have talked about it a number of times, but China has not been participating on the world market as much, and we've kind of attributed that to their COVID lockdowns. By the way, as of last week, those have been rolled back across the country. So it's very interesting to see what's going to happen here in the next 3 to 6 months. But that's the big news out of China right now. So we're probably going to see a spike in disease over there in hospital. You know, they've only got 55,000 ICU beds. They've got 1.3, 1.4 billion people, and 42% of the doctors in China don't even have a bachelor's degree. So there's a lot of unknowns and strangeness out there. But the bottom line, Lee, is that milk production in China has also been really good. So you've got these kind of two different things going on. You've had reduced demand due to COVID and the lockdowns. And then you've also had 11 to 12% increases in milk production in China. And there's a twofold reason for that. One, they had record prices last year, and there's typically a record market. Margins tend to equal record production 6 to 12 months down the road. So we're seeing that. But part of the explanation is that the government is, I don't want to use the word subsidizing, but they're certainly encouraging and helping to smooth the path for profitable and unprofitable dairies and processors there in China. So what they're trying to do is insulate themselves from having to go to the world market all the time. So part of it's COVID lockdown, and part of it's this building government support of the dairy industry to try to insulate themselves from the U.S.
And it remains to be seen what effect this will have on the GDT in the coming months and years.
Right. You know, ultimately, I've been telling you, Lee, that we think China will come back to GDT in a more material way. This new aspect where the government is coming in and really trying to help support the dairy industry may mitigate that to some degree. However, it's still cheaper to bring in products from abroad than to make it in China. So I think what ends up trumping all of it is the reopening. Get 2 or 3, 4 months of sickness and people not living their lives yet. Give them 6 months to get back out there and feel comfortable with everything. And then you may have a real good surge in Chinese demand as we go into the second half of 2023.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
The words, "I am sorry," seem simple, but can sometimes be extremely hard to say, and they can even be more difficult to actually mean.
To harvest the miracles attached to these three words, the appropriate behavior is necessary. Using the correct tone of voice can make all the difference. For example, "I am sorry" versus "I am sorry."
Having the right body language is also crucial. People can see if your facial expressions line up with what you are saying. And of course, your actions after your apology must also confirm that you are indeed sorry.
A person's apology should never depend on the other person. Your choice to apologize must be based on your own heart's condition. Be quick and sincere when you apologize, and never allow the word "but" in the same sentence.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Dairy producers will now have more time to consider enrollment in either USDA's Dairy Margin Coverage or Supplemental DMC for program year 2023.
We're going to extend the deadline for submission of applications for DMC and Supplemental DMC to give our producers time to get through year-end activities and to ensure that they're able to take advantage of this affordable margin coverage that we have to offer.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau says the deadline has been extended to January 31st.
Last year, nearly 18,000 operations that enrolled in DMC received margin payments for August and September, totaling $76 million. They were able to purchase that coverage for 15 cents per hundredweight on their milk.
More information is available at local FSA service centers or online at fsa.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.